Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I just give God the glory as always. I love to say praise the Lord, amen, because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I thank God for this day, amen. It's a beautiful day out, amen, and I'm excited about the week. Amen, praise God. I want to make a few announcements before I get into the services. Amen, praise God. On October the 3rd is my grand opening for my church ministry in Houston, Texas, and I'm excited. Amen. I've been here going on about 6 months into my 7th month. Amen. And God has opened the door for me to open up my church. Amen. Praise God. So I'm excited. Amen. Praise God. And I also, if there's anyone that want to make donations and offerings, amen, to the ministry, my post office box is 96624. Houston, Texas, 77213. Again, that's 96624, Houston, Texas, 77213. That's post office box. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. Amen. And I give God the glory. Amen. The services on October the 3rd, amen, will be aired, amen, on Blog Talk, praise God, at 11 a.m. And then on Monday, I will have a speaker, amen, and on Tuesday, amen, praise God, we'll close it out. It's a 3-day, amen, praise God, praise and worship for the grand opening of International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministry. I'm so excited. Saints, I have so much to tell you on that day. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory. Father God, we just praise you and bless you right now. I shabbat you. I thank you for what you have done. I thank you for the material, the podium, the chairs. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, my speaker, amen, praise God, my PA system, amen, that I have, amen, it's a little small one, praise God, but I just praise you right now, praise God, amen, praise God, it's karaoke style, but praise God, it'll get the work done for the magnitude of the ministry until I get a bigger PA system. So I thank you, Father God, for what you've done, amen, and what you're about to do. I shabbat you, I give you glory. This is my joy, praise God. God has blessed me, praise God, with the material, and I just thank God, amen, praise God, and I just thank you, Jesus, I just thank you. Now, Lord God, I ask you to go out before me, praise God, and your people today, cover them in the precious blood of the Lamb. Let the angels camp around them. I bind up Lucifer in his works. He is a defeated foe. No weapon formed against a man, praise God. Your people, God, shall prosper. God, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Amen. Our president and vice president. I pray for the nations, God, because, Lord God, we're nearing the end. I just want to tell you, I love you. I thank you. I am so excited. Amen. Saints, if you could see what God done for me, amen, concerning the church, amen, praise God. I will tell you on Sunday, amen, October the 3rd, but I'm so excited how he can take, amen, and do what he says he's going to do, amen, praise God, without any blinking or twinkling of his eye. He just do it and it's done. It was done even before the beginning of creation when he, amen, sent me in the earth realm to do his will. He had already established, amen, praise God, my ministry. Amen, praise God. You know, this is not my, praise God, my first church was, amen, in Houston, Texas, praise God. And I had that building for quite a while. Amen. And then the enemy came in and used witchcraft, amen, through my son's girlfriend. And she did her little wickedness. And before, amen, 2007, before the end of 2007, she had taken an overdose of some pills and almost killed herself. And I told my granddaughter, I said, what you're going to have to do is stand in proxy for me because I cannot go in there and fool with your mother at this time. But what I want you to do is get you some blessed oil and go in and anoint her and pour some oil in her mouth. This woman was deranged. The doctors barely got to her in time. Amen. Praise God. And when my granddaughter poured that oil in her mouth and anointed her whole body with oil in that hospital bed, the doctors looked at a miracle. This woman snapped back to her mind. Amen. Praise God. She had little spurts right now, you know, every now and then, but she got totally healed from the death demon because he was coming in to destroy her, and God said it wasn't her time to die. We as ministers need to reach out. We do outreach ministry. I do, praise God, outreach. I don't mind going out there and getting out there with the people that are going through. If they nasty or unclean or been on drugs, I don't care what they've been on, prostituting. Don't you know some of your greatest prostitutes are pastoring churches right now? Don't you know some of your greatest pimps are pastoring churches right now? Don't you know, amen, some of the biggest drug dealers that made millions and millions of dollars, they put that down and picked up Jesus. So I don't mind getting out there and helping the body of Christ. So as I was saying, my grandbaby put that oil like I instructed, and I prayed for her mother. About 3 to 4 days later, the doctor looked at a miracle, and she called me when she got to her right frame of mind. And she told me, she said, Barbara, she said, I'm sorry for everything that I did to you that was wrong. That was God. And I had to forgive her. Why should I hold anything back from forgiveness? I went out there and did everything I was big enough to do, not knowing God and not knowing his love and compassion he had for me. And be out there and sin. And so God, amen, when he saved me, I praise God, he beautifully saved me because I always had forgiveness in my heart, but I always have been sensitive, amen, to the way people treat people. And my emotions would get next to me and would just tear me up on the inside to see how people would treat me, you know, even after I had been good to them, and how others were being treated, and how I couldn't stand to look at the people as they were being abused and stuff like that, and had been abused. And I didn't see the actual happening sometimes, but just to see them abused, being in prison and lied on, paperwork switched around, so that they can be more like a criminal than what they were. This is the system. That's what they do. They'll switch the paperwork around. They'll do everything that keep those men incarcerated. If you look at America today, America Fiber is on men and women that are in prison. That keeps, amen, a lot of jobs going, a lot of people where they suffer a lot of things that the government, amen, gain from people being in prison. And you watch, you know, young men and women being sexually abused, and you hear about it and all that kind of stuff on TV. And these people are crying out, but yet still the guards turn their faces to the wall so that they can't see the abuse or they won't adhere to it, and children and all kind of problems and stuff that these men and women go through, and nobody there to assist them because the prison system won't assist them, nor will the government assist them. They turn their back on them. They don't care. But I have compassion for those that are in prison, those that are in the old folks' home. Don't you know that people still need to hear the word if they're in nursing homes? Don't you know that people still need to hear from God, even though they're in these assisted living homes and various other places? And then street ministry and all that kind of stuff is a part of my ministry. So I'm excited, amen, about what God is doing and what he's about to do. When I talked to him about getting the church started back, praise God, one of the things that he did, he came to me in a dream. That's the kind of God I serve. Amen. And he told me that, yes, I will build his church. And that was confirmation. That was confirmation that I was on the right track. But anyway, I'll tell y'all about that, amen, on Sunday, October the 3rd. Amen. Praise God. But feel free, if you have a seed offering you want to put into this ministry, it's growing on fertile ground. I'm going to tell you, amen, we are supposed to support one another. We are helpless one toward another. I have planted seeds in a lot of people's ministries to the best of my ability. Amen. Praise God. And I believe God is going to give me a return. He's going to give me an increase. Amen. I will be doing, amen, praise God, a series of teaching on Psalms. Amen. Praise God. A series of teaching on Psalms. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be an awesome teaching because I'm not just going to get on the outside of the teaching and hit just a little bit, but I want to go into deep detail with you guys and show you what was the reason for David to sing, amen, this song like that, amen. Psalms is songs of trust, of hymns, of devotion, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so we look at it as an important factor in our life when we're going through things. We'll pick up Psalms before we pick up any book in the Bible when we're going through things. And so in the titles, 73 chapters of Psalm are subscribed to be David's, amen. Asaph, amen, he literally did 11. And the sons of Korah, 2, amen. And Solomon, he did 72 and 127, amen. Praise God. And Moses even did a psalm, Psalms 90, amen. And Ethan did a psalm, Psalms 89, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then there are 50 that are anonymous, amen. They don't have the persons that wrote them. So, amen, I'm going to pull up and get all the research that I can to go in and tell you a story behind the Psalms. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory today. Amen. Because Psalms have really helped me. Like David, he wrote 151 Psalms. Amen. Praise God. I'm trying to get my Bible. Amen. And it said in it, amen. Praise God. One of the most important things that we need to say, because, amen, our heart is so desperately wicked, amen, it'll do anything, praise God, amen. And David wanted to make sure that, you know, God, I know I'm a sinner, I know I make mistakes, but at the same time, teach me. And he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgressions. David knew he was transgressing against the Lord. He did it with Bathsheba. He did it when Satan led him to number, amen, the army, the people, amen, praise God. And when he was constantly, amen, making mistakes, but yet and still he loved God with all his heart. Amen. And he wanted to please God. And one of the things, amen, that the Bible says in 119 Psalms, I can go straight to the scripture, said, "Our word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." David was constantly repenting. David was constantly being before the Lord so that he can do the things that was right before him. Amen. We're going to make mistakes, but when we go in, repent, that covers it up right then. God, forget about it. Amen. I love God because, I mean, you can sin, and we shouldn't do it. And I'm advising you not to do it. But at the same time, he'll go right in and he'll forgive us. That's the kind of God we serve. Amen. Praise God. So David was saying, amen, have mercy. Have tender mercy. Amen. Blot out my transgressions. Put them out. Put them out. Amen. Blot them out. Make them not where they can even be seen anymore. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. Amen. Iniquities is clean. Amen. God cleanses us, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ for our iniquity. There is a cleansing, amen, that has to take place. And cleanse me from my sins. That is. Sin has to be cleaned away. You can tell a child, don't touch the stove, it's hot. 10 times, and if that child, amen, is not cognitive and retaining what you have told that child, it'll go right back to that stove and touch it, and then it'll get burned, amen, and then it'll forget about it. Next time, turn around and put his hand right back on that stove after you done told him. So, amen, our minds are renewed daily. God has to renew our minds daily because of the way, amen, that Adam and Eve, amen, had caused us to walk because of their sinful nature. Praise God. For I acknowledge my transgression, excuse me, and my sins as ever before me. He always went to God. I don't care what he did. I don't care if it was a great sin or what people say, a small sin. He always went to God when he sinned. But he stayed with God before he sinned. A lot of us don't go to God until we make a mistake. That's not right. It's always pleasing and pleasant to go to him and before him before we even encounter, amen, thank you, Jesus, and do the unrighteous acts that we have done, amen, so that they can be, amen, covered over, or forgotten, or blotted out, or thrown into the sea of forgiveness. Oh, my God. And against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in the sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was chafing in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. David told him, say, God, now you know, amen, praise God. I was born in sin. And I was shaping in iniquity. I was taught to sin. I was shaping, amen, and seeing other people sin. And I would pick up those little evil things and do them. But he say, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He said, now this is the thing, God. You know me in the inward man. You created me. You know my heart. You know my heart. That is, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You know I love Israel. You know I killed Goliath because of my love for you and my people. You know my heart. You know I killed the bear and the lion, praise God, because of the word, amen, that was passed down to my father Jesse. Amen, praise God, and given to me that was on the rod and the staff. Amen, and wherever David went, he said, that rod and that staff comfort me. Amen, praise God. He would read, amen, he would look at the illustrations on those rods and staffs. Amen, praise God. Praise God, that came from Abraham and from Moses. That was carried along, right along with everyone, amen, that had the hierarchy, amen, praise God, in the tribe, amen. And David was the one that got to it, amen. And that's why he wrote 23rd chapter of Psalms. And I'm going to tell you stories. Amen. Every psalm have a story behind it. So I'm going to tell you these stories. Praise God. Amen. And say you desire truth. Amen. God said a liar cannot tarry in his eyesight. In the inward parts, that means in the inward parts, in the soulless realm, in the spirit man, that soul got to speak the truth. That's why God had spoke to Satan and told him, when you fool with Job, you can touch everything, but you don't touch his soul. And Job had to go all the way around him. He had to kill all of his children. He took the cattle away. He burnt up stuff. He did everything he could to affect Job. But he could not touch his soul. He put balls on him. His wife even came to him and told him, why don't you curse your God and die? Amen. His friends falsely accused him. But all during the time, amen, praise God, that Job was going through the suffering, amen, praise God, his flesh, amen, with the balls. He used to take the old pieces of broken potted clay, amen, thank you, Jesus, that was made out of the clay, amen, praise God, that they might have cooked in or might have served a meal in, and he would scratch. But those balls were so intensified with pain. Amen. With balls, amen, they harden, amen, hard as a rock, amen, on the inside. And you just can't pull them out, amen, praise God. They have to end up, amen, praise God, drying up, amen, praise God, so that they would go away. And Job could not get rid of them, amen, praise God. And balls from infection, amen. Satan put infection in Job's body, uncleanliness in his body, but he couldn't get to his soul. And so every time Job's friend would falsely accuse him, his soulless realm wasn't touched, amen. And so when they spoke those things, it didn't break his heart. When they tried to do negative things and say negative things against him, he kept on saying, well, God this, and God that, amen. And I'm going to get into the scriptures in detail, and I'm going to tell you a lot about why the Psalms is and stuff like that, and the various, amen, reasons to why. But when you are walking with God, one of the things that Satan will try to do is touch the seat of your emotions. The soulless realm houses the seat of the emotions, amen, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The mind, the will, amen. The five senses, the discernment, amen. The thoughts, the emotions, the desires, amen. Praise God. The conscience, amen. Praise God. And all of that are all on the inside the man. Amen. Praise God. And when Satan couldn't do that to Job, Job was able to stand up against his friends and not get in an emotional state that it would tear up the relationship with God. His heart, praise God, stayed with God. Amen, despite of what the enemy did. So Job won in the end because God, amen, said from the beginning he was an upright man. Amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. I had been tested like Job, and I went through so much. I went through so much, but that's another story. But anyway, so David was saying, you know my heart. You know the inward side. The truth is on the inside of me, in my parts, in my soul, in my spirit. Amen. Amen. And in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. So, amen, God had to work on the inside of Job, amen, to give him wisdom on, amen, praise God, how to stand and do things as well as David, given wisdom on how to do things, praise God, in the inward part. That's why wisdom, amen, who is my best friend, she comes forth and she ministered to me. She don't minister to my flesh because my flesh ain't going to do right, but she literally ministered to my soul because it's the one, and my spirit, they're the one that are going to do the will of God. Remember I did a teaching on on where the word, amen, is held. The word is held with the soulless realm. Amen. It's held, amen, in everything that you do. Amen. Praise God. The soul retains the word. Amen. And the spirit carries out the will. Amen. Praise God. The spirit carries out the word too. Praise God. Because both soul and spirit retains the word of God. That's the inward part. That's the inward man. So, praise God. Amen. Praise God. He knew that God, amen, would help him, praise God, in the inward parts, amen, and wisdom would help him. So he literally asked for help. Praise God. And every time you make a mistake, every time you sin, it touches God hard when you go in and ask him, help me, God. I don't understand. Help me, God. I need help. Would you help me, God? I don't understand how to deal with this issue. So Job, amen, praise God. He went on and God blessed him, praise God. And David, amen, went on and God blessed him, praise God. And then he said in the seventh verse, he said, purge me with hyssop and I shall be cleansed. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, amen, praise God, when the sacrificial lamb was killed before they left out of Egypt, amen, one of the things that they had was they had hyssop, amen, and they put that lamb blood on the doorpost, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so David, amen, went on and talked about the hyssop. He said, purge me with it. Amen. Purging, amen, is a cleansing away from the sin that you would constantly do, not just normally do, but constantly do. David loved women, amen, so he had many wives, but somewhere down the line, he got hold to a venereal disease, and they said that's what he died from, praise God, because, amen, the Bible said at the end, they had to call a young lady, a virgin, that would lay by him to keep him warm, because he had gotten so frail, amen, from the sickness, amen, that, amen, his body temperature dropped, amen, praise God. And most people, when they get sick, they either get a fever or that body temperature would drop. So the Bible, he say, he asked them to purge him, and he say, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. And then it said, create in me a clean heart. Remember I tell you, the heart ain't no good. Praise God. But with God, God said, I will give them a new heart. Amen. Praise God. A heart of flesh. Didn't he say that in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter? Because the heart was so evil. Then he said, renew in me a right spirit within me. Praise God. His heart had to be changed, and he constantly asked that, and he asked for a right spirit, because the spirit had been corrupted, amen, by Satan, amen, and that's what Satan wants, the soulless realm and the spirit. He get your soul, amen, he got the word, he got the hidden treasures, and he's going to use them against God. Because the gift and the calling is without repentance. Once those gifts are there, God don't repent for giving them, but he'll take, amen, Satan will take and steal, amen, your soul, and then get those gifts. And then now the treasures and the awesome work that you had to do, now you serving Satan to do work against God. So God, amen, knows the intimacy and the love that keeps us bound to him. Love, amen, soul ties, just like David and Jonathan did. So, amen, David was asking, make my heart to love you. Make me to love you. Make me to fall in love with you. The agape kind of love. Amen, praise God. And then renew my spirit. Renewing of the spirit is the right thing to do because our spirit was corrupted and we were, amen, no longer in good standing with God, amen. And it had taken the lower nature, amen, and the flesh man had taken the high echelon. And so David was saying, well, my spirit is messed up, it's tore up like my apostle Amanda Bryant said, tore up from the flow up, amen, praise God. So things were messed up. And they needed to be corrected. Amen. And so he asked him, he said, make my spirit right. Amen. Praise God. Because I'm tired of sinning and causing my spirit to sin. Then it said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You're going to have the Holy Spirit, saint. Excuse me. In your walk with God, I don't care who you say you are, if you the president of the whole world, you cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he go away. It was expedient. It's an emergency. And die on the cross. 33 years. That I hurry up and get out the way. So that the Holy Ghost can come. Because the words that I spoke, amen, they are spirit and they are life. And the Holy Spirit is carrying them out, amen, in your life today, in my life, amen, in everybody's life. So the Holy Spirit is the worker. He works for God. Amen. He didn't come to brag on himself about how good he can work, how powerful he is, or how he did this here. But he come to do exactly what the Father said do. We need to do exactly what the Father said do in order to remain, amen, covenant with God. So the Bible say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. Then will I teach transgressors their way. Amen. And sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Deliver me from all this old lust, all of this lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, trying to do wickedness and thinking we can get by with it. Deliver me from blood guiltiness. Don't let nobody's blood be on my hands. Don't let nobody, amen, be a part of my wrongdoing, of my wrong teachings. When I told God I wanted to serve him 27 years ago, one of the things that I did, I said, I want to do it right. I want truth. I ain't coming to you with no lie. I'm scared of God. But not only that, I love him. Praise God. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen. When you bless me, God, hallelujah. When you keep me, God, even if you decide not to bless me, open up my mouth, let me praise you. Amen. Anyway, if you haven't moved for me and I really need a right now blessing, open up my mouth, God, and I'll praise you. I'll work for you. I'll give you the glory. I'll shabrak you. I'll toda you. I love you. I barak you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, open up my mouth. Amen. And my mouth shall show forth thy praises. Father, thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. Amen. Praise God. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. I was broken. I was broken to the point of I'm saying, Lord, I'm broken. I'm broken. I can't take no more this year. And I had to turn around and come to God in my weakest state. When I could no longer do it on my own, when I could no longer try to make it right and seeing that what I was doing on my own wasn't working, then my rebellion, yes, I was rebellious. Then my rebellion, I had to cry out and I said, God, I'm broken. I need you. I can't do this thing without you. I'm sorry, but I repent, but fix me, put me back together. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And a contrite heart. My heart had to get right. Amen. I don't care how many times my heart is my mind. I don't care how many times, amen, I would think about going in the other direction. Amen. I would say, I'd have made up in my mind. I'm going to stay with God. Now, I told you about what Carlton Pilsen asked that, the lady asked him, say, was he still with God, in so many words, holding on, that's what she was saying. And Carlton Pilsen told her, say, yeah, I'm still holding on. That's the key. Your heart got to be so much in tune with God and right with God. You're going to hold on despite of the opposition, despite of the attack that Satan does to you. Amen. Despite of whatever encounters you have to go through in your life, you're going to still hold on. Amen. Through your brokenness, through, amen, your suffering, through all that you've gone through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And it said, oh God, thou wilt not despise. And it said, do good and thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness. Our sacrifice is of righteousness, not of the flesh, not of burnt offerings, not of bulls, amen, and goats or sheep, amen, or lambs or turtle doves, not of the Old Testament, amen, because Jesus made the living sacrifice. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen, praise God. Also, our sacrifice, amen, is not like, amen, they did in the olden days of offering, amen. God is not interested in that because Jesus made the, amen, the ultimate sacrifice for us all, amen. But the righteousness, if we stand upright in God, if we do what is right in God, that shows your heart. Righteousness shows your heart. Abraham was accounted unto God for righteousness because of what? His heart was fixed. When God came to him, he didn't turn his back on God, but he left his family away from his safety, away from all the luxury and all that he had, and away from idolatry to follow the true and living God. How many are following the true and living God today? It's accounted unto you as a sacrifice of righteousness. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so he went on and said, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, then shall thou they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Praise God. We as the body of Christ need to understand the intimacy, the righteousness, the holiness, the truth, and the faithfulness, and the belief that God can do everything but fail. I sure want to talk about October the 3rd. Praise God. Because when I tell you this stuff, you're going to rejoice. But I'm going to hold it. Praise God. But I'm going to go into a deep, in-depth study of the Psalms. Amen. Praise God. Not just the surface. Amen. Not just the outside. Not the corners. But I'm going to go into deep, 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 amen, discussion. I want to know what was the cause of writing that Psalms that day. And I want to teach it to you. Amen. Praise God in that essence. So we're going to tell a little story about it, praise God. And it's going to be a series of teaching of Psalms from 1 to 150. So guys, hang on, amen, praise God, and get ready, amen, because we're going into some deep, amen, details about why God had David to write the Psalms. Don't you know, like I said earlier, that the Psalms, praise God, that we are, amen, praise God, literally receive today, amen. We go to the Psalms before we go to any book in the Bible, and the Psalms give us comfort. Not only were they songs, amen, but they became prayers, and they became comforting to us in our time of need. Now, saints, amen, I just give God the praise. Amen, praise God. I thank him for what he's about to do. Amen, I want you to have a wonderful day. Amen, and as I say, we're going to go into great detail, a series of teaching on Psalms from 1 to 150. Have a wonderful day.